The question was asked, how come we find within the religious circles that the Yetzer Hara is discussed, and when you leave the religious circles, it's not discussed? Is it that we religious people are paranoid, or is it that they're desensitized? So I'd like to begin with a quote. About a year ago, there was a very famous, I don't remember if he was, what do they call the one who conducts a play, a director. A director who was interviewed in a newspaper, and he started speaking about the religious people, saying how paranoid they are. They're scared of yichud, they're scared of negiah, all these halachos. Come on, be normal, control yourself. How do I know this? Because when we were going to have a class on the laws of yichud, so a friend of mine came and saw me writing the notes for the class. So he told me, you might want to begin the class with this story. And he brings me the article. A few months later, a Haredi newspaper writes about this guy and what he said. And they refer to the fact that the courts put a court order against him coming near this girl and that girl and girls who he was director of the plays, and he did all kinds of improper things with him. So the Haredi newspaper said, look at this big mouth. He's speaking about us and saying, how do you guys, why are you so paranoid? When now he's caught and our court order is distancing him from all these girls that were under his tutelage. He was supposed to be teaching them. He's director here. And No. An irreligious person. This was an irreligious person. And he spoke about us this way. And then a few months later, the courts discovered how improperly he behaved. And the newspaper said a very important point. And this is a concept that we discuss often. When we discuss the Yetzer Hara, what we're doing is we're being realistic. The Halacha says every person's created with the Yetzer Hara. It's part of the way Hashem created us. Now, of course, we are also becoming sensitized. When I don't see immodest things all the time, then when I will see them, I will be sensitive to the fact that I'm seeing something that's immodest. If I grow up all day and I see women dressed immodestly, so then when I see it, I'm not sensitized to it. I'm just used to it. But that doesn't mean that I have less of Yetzer Hara. When the Halacha tells us, be careful, you're not allowed to touch a person of the opposite gender, that's because a normal person, when they touch, so something happens. When the Halacha tells us, do not do yichud, that's because a normal person, sometimes things will happen. What percentage of the non-Jewish world cheats on their husbands and wives? What percentage on their wives? You know the percentage? So I think it's about 40% admit to it, and they assume that it's somewhere between 60% and 80% that really does it. You understand what that means?
Admits to it is like thinking of it.
No, admits to doing it.
How many percent?
They estimate. They're estimating.
80%.
I mean, read the statistics. Most statistics will only quote you how many husbands admit to it. Like when you interview them, how many people are going to admit that they're cheating on their wives? That they've had. And the statistics very often will tell you how many people admit to having cheated on their wives within the last 2 years, within the last 5 years. Like, that's the discussion. These are the statistics we're dealing with. How many people have cheated on their wives in their life? The statistics are very, very high. What the Halacha does is the Halacha says, we're going to be realistic. We're human. And we have human tendencies. And a yetzer is not a bad thing. It's a thing that is called desire. It's a desire that desires things which are not good for us, but intrinsically it's not bad. Intrinsically it's something that the Torah says, the Gemara tells us, Hashem says, I created Yetzer Hara and I created the Torah that's a tavlin, that's a spice. Meaning, Hashem doesn't say I created the antidote. No, it's a spice. The Yetzer Hara is important. We have to use it for positive things. If a person didn't have a Yetzer Hara, he wouldn't have children. Chazal say that the sages got together in the time of the beginning of the Second Temple, and they said the people can't last against this Yetzer Hara, the desire for idol worship. So they got together and did some Kabbalistic things, and they took the Yetzer Hara for idol worship, and they slaughtered it. And they looked around and they saw the world was a much better place, and they said, gee, this worked so well, let's try another one. So they took the Yetzer Hara for procreation, for women, and they said, we'll slaughter that one too. So they put a cap on that one, and the next morning, no chicken lay an egg, and couples weren't together, and nothing happened. So they saw that the world can't continue without it. So they said, we need that. The world won't move forward without it. So they put it back, but they put eyeshadow on it. They made it have a look better. What does that mean? That they said that they weakened the Yetzirah for siblings. Before the period of the Second Temple, people had a greater Yetzirah for their mother, for their daughter, for their sister, for the women that they're related to, that they're close to, for their sister. All the arayos that one is close to, they made it that one has less of a Yetzirah. To the extent that today we don't view it as something that's so common. Like that's considered something that's abnormal. If a person attracted to his mother, you say there's something wrong with the guy. Let him see a psychiatrist. That's not normal today. But in their time, before the period of the Second Temple, it was very common that things were going like that. That was one of the things that they changed. They weakened it.
What was the reason for that?
They wanted at least to do that much. That much they wanted to change. But what about any other woman? A normal person is going to have attraction. So the halacha says, let's be realistic and recognize what our faults are, and let's overcome them by distancing ourselves from sin. So we're prohibited to have negiyah, that's biblical. We're prohibited to have yichud. And the halacha tells us how to be modest people. Part of what happens when we're modest people is that we are sensitized. We're more sensitive to things. So then if I'm accustomed to having my wife and my daughters and all the girls in the neighborhood dressed modestly, when I suddenly walk into Tel Aviv, I feel like I walked onto a beach. I feel like, well, we wouldn't know what a beach is, right? Okay, I feel like I walk into a shower room. What's everyone doing dressed like this? And the rest of the world is desensitized to a level that's just it's mind-boggling, because Rav Huttner once said the amount of immodesty that a child today sees walking from his home to the corner grocery to buy a bag of milk is more, he sees in 5 minutes more immodesty than his grandfather in Europe saw his whole life. Think about it. Go back 150 years. When did they ever see people dressed the way we see them? In 5 minutes, we see more than an average person saw his whole life 150 years ago. The whole world. So it's unfortunate. That's where we live today. It's a blessing that the halacha teaches us how to maintain normalcy. We live in a world that's a little bit abnormal in this respect. So the halacha keeps reminding us this is how we're supposed to live. And the world is paying a price. Be it the divorce rate, if what's constantly being stressed is the physical, if every woman is trying to flaunt her physical attributes, well, what happens when she has 3 children and she doesn't look like that? How can she hold it against her husband that he wants to marry another girl who's better looking, or that he's no longer attracted to her, and that affects their marriage? She herself, when she was young and good looking, felt like that's the way to attract him. She herself was walking around that way. What statement is a girl making or a woman making when she's dressed like that? She's saying, look at me. This is what I have to show. Well, in Judaism we say, I hope you have much more to show for yourself. I hope you're a good person. I hope you're a kind person. That's not what represents you. We hope you're a good-looking person. That's between you and your husband. There's nothing wrong with being good-looking. It's good. It's positive. But to flaunt it, that's degrading the woman. Women's lib thinks like they're putting her up on a pedestal. Well, if that's what you want to put up on a pedestal, her body, I don't think so. I think that all this, what they call liberation, is not a liberation. It's an animalization. It's a pity. We're putting the woman down. We're not picking her up. But in answer to the question, I think that the reason we discuss it is because we're more sensitized, we're more realistic, and the Western world is desensitized and is unrealistic about the problems. They're not going to address the problems. They ignore it. Yeah, there are those statistics. So what do? You discuss how to maintain a marriage in spite of infidelity. Do a search, David. You're on the web, right? Rates of infidelity. You'll see. Percentage of infidelity.